What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Financial Advisory Podcast. Got two cool guests with me. They're kind of to blame for me being in this whole social media world.
That's
now.
Right.
So,
true.
So
that's
so
right.
Like, blame. True. If it goes bad, it's their fault. If it goes good, it's my, I did it myself. So
I mean, we'll take the credit either
way.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just kidding. You guys definitely helped me get going. So I'll introduce Sarah and Shay. Thanks for coming.
What's up?
So they are mortgage lenders in the Denver area. That's how we kind of met. And then once I got into this world of entrepreneurship and working for myself, I kind of saw what they were doing with the social media and the events and all that stuff. And finally, I'm like, Sarah, can I just attach myself to you for a day? Because I was kind of in a, I was kind of in a rut. Like, yeah, come on down to this event. And then I did this one event, and I remember calling you afterwards. I'm like, I got a bunch of phone numbers. And you're like, you actually got numbers and did some actual real networking? Most people just go there and fuck off and drink. And
that's
like,
true.
Yeah,
that's
I just
true.
Did it, you know? So. Yeah.
Which event was that? Was it Will and Eli's or
the podcast event?
No, it was before that.
It was Sean's event.
Sean's March Madness one, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
the one down.
Yeah. In the DTC area.
You used to call me for advice all the time, and I don't get those phone calls anymore. It makes me a little sad.
Well, she's a big dog now.
I don't like to bother people. You know, I don't want to bug you. Like,
but I
call when I need to, right? So if I need to, I call you. You know, I know I can always call you.
Yeah.
But we should pause this, though. Hold on. We should pour the shot of tequila first.
Oh, yeah, do that.
We'll get this thing going. So
you pour it, but I just want to tell you that I am like hella proud of you.
Well,
because
you
were in that period of time where you were switching careers in the middle of your life. Like you had a midlife crisis.
I did not have a midlife
and
crisis.
And I talked you off the ledge.
I did not.
I was
there
like,
was
you're
no
going
to
kill this. And look at you just thriving and growing.
Well, I appreciate that. Because I definitely, I think a lot of people look at the success and think, oh, that's easy or, you know, it's expected or whatever. I think everyone expects it of themselves, but really nobody, I think really anybody expected it from me, right? I think you guys saw it, right?
I mean, I did, but you've taken it. I feel like you just hit the ground running and went.
Yeah.
You really did.
I had to.
I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate, and a lot of it is like, I had a blueprint to follow, right? You know, whether it's you guys or other people, I just looked and recognize, hey, you guys are doing something. Let me find out. I mean, I'm not two hot blondes, so that's harder for me. Like, you guys have the advantage, but like, I can at least follow the blueprint, right? And or like I said, when I was calling you, I was in a rut that one time. Like, hey, what events are coming up? Let me just go get
you
out.
You came
there.
To every single one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And it was like, sometimes it didn't do anything. Sometimes it did a lot. Sometimes it was a waste of my time, but really none of them were. So.
But
cheers.
I think
cheers,
guys. Love you. You guys are gonna love this.
Tiny little baby hands.
You guys are gonna like this, I promise.
Are we sipping or
we're
shooting?
We're sipping there, psycho. Okay. Jesus. 10 o'clock in the morning. It's 10 o'clock in the morning,
oh,
by the
way.
That's
pretty good. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I think we can
I can feel my nipple hair growing. Okay.
We got trimmers over there. It's got some ball hair on it.
I trimmed somebody's nipple hair this weekend.
Oh, so nice.
While he was eating Chinese food. That was quite
good for you though. I mean,
nailed it.
Yeah.
No, but I think that Shay is the social media queen.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Do you want us to tell us a backstory of how
I
came about?
Yeah, I want to hear the origin story of both of you. I know that obviously having two of you, there's two different stories, but like, let's hear about how you guys came together and then the roles you guys each do, because each of you guys have a kind of a partnership going on.
We have a really, I love us. Like, I think we're so unique and we have a really special little story.
We do have a special story.
Shay and I met in college in a college class, pregnancy and childhood nutrition.
Okay.
Shout out Metro.
Was this a fuck off class or just like?
It was
actually...
not for sure. Me. I was born to be a mom, so I was like in there.
I
like
can
taking
see
notes.
Who's yeah. I can, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
See the dynamics
and she
here.
Walks in, and I'm like just drawing like sketches of Elton John and shit, and she's like steady taking notes, like trying to get pregnant mentally already.
Right.
And I mean, we just come from two.
You're like, what a nerd.
I'm here to just fuck this complete different backgrounds. Mm. Our backgrounds. I mean, it doesn't look like it.
Well, we're both Colorado natives. Just on the. Opposite sides of town.
So Colorado natives and blondes is about the only females. That's about the only like similarities to start with, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but we sat next to each other and then we just, I don't know. It's one of those like friendships that you hit it off right away and you're like, this is my bitch.
What is happening? I started off by asking her, I emailed her and I was like, hey, this is the little, you know, hobbit that sits next to you in class. And I was like, by chance, because I was 19, she was 20, and I was like, by chance, do you have a fake ID? Because my boyfriend at the time was like doing like club promotions and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, as a matter of fact, I do. And I was like, dope. We went out a couple times within 2 weeks.
So hang on, was it a fake ID you were using for yourself, or you had a bonus one?
No, it was a fake ID.
You just passing this thing off then? How's that work?
Oh, no, it was mine. She had her own.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But oh, I was you're asking if she had one so she can go with you because you already had
come
one.
Come with me to the club.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. But I had somebody's real ID that I didn't know I found. She was a Russian from Wisconsin named Lobova. And so I was Lobova Andreeva for 4 years of my life.
Hell yeah. You look Russian enough.
That passes. I know.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly.
None of this is official. This is all story time.
Yeah. No, but we hit it off. We went out a few times, and then we instantly decided to move in together.
Oh, she told me. She said, you're leaving your boyfriend, and you're moving in with me. And I said,
do you not like him or something?
Yes.
Bad vibes? I love him now, but at the time, they just weren't.
Bad
you know,
vibes, yeah.
Yeah. And I agree.
So she big sistered you. She mother henned you. So mm-hmm. You come with me, bitch.
And I also said, you're also going to change your major. Like, why are you majoring in nutrition?
Damn. She got a hold of you quick.
I did. I just was like, anyways.
But I had gone to college. I got a scholarship for turning my life around. But I had come from an alternative high school where there wasn't even any homework. Like, you literally just had to show up. I would also, like, run errands for my teachers and they would give me credits. So like I got to college and really? I didn't know what the actual fuck I was doing.
She's raw dogging and they all like the way to
yeah
college.
Dude,
why'd you even go to college then? Like, what was the point?
Because I got a scholarship to it and I was like, I wanted to be better. I wanted to do better.
Sure. But didn't know what you wanted to do.
No. And then I was just like, well, and I'd like, you know, see these people on the sidelines of like the Broncos, like taking care of all these hot, sexy men. And I'm like, I want to do that. So I'm going to become like a personal trainer. But I was so unhealthy. Mm. But that's okay. But anyway, Sarah was like, honey, no, you dumb fuck. You're not going to be the Broncos trainer. Just switch it up.
That was actually the goal, Broncos trainer.
Yeah. So
and you're like, no.
Yeah. I graduated. It took me 8 years. But I was working through it. And you did it.
So are you a doctor now? I'm kidding.
No, and me going to college, I don't use it for what I do now.
Well, a lot of people don't do that. Ridiculous. That's why I think, I always talk to people all the time, like college is like, hey, if you're going to go to college, hopefully it's for something you're actually going to use it for and you got a plan. But I really think there's so many people that don't need college that go anyway.
Go get a trade.
Yeah.
You can educate yourself.
Yes, I agree. And that's like, I always tell people like, if you're going to college because your parents told you to go to college, like it's not the right reason.
And that's kind of why I went is like my dad was super sick at the time. He had cancer and he was just like, I really want to see you succeed. And my parents grew up in the education system. Like my dad was a principal and my mom was a teacher. And they're like, education is so important. We want you to go. And the fact that I went was insane.
And like, holy shit, she actually took holy fuck, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I graduated about 6 months before my dad passed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, well, now what the fuck do I do?
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Jeez, I got
I'm going to go get a trade.
So, so her and I, we lived together for what, 6 years? For a while.
Long time.
Like, now, I graduated college.
Did you go through for 6 years or 8 years?
No, I made it in four.
Okay.
I'm like,
Sarah's well put together.
Yeah, I get this.
I made it out in four. And then I got, you know, like my first job out of college. But we still, like, were roommates for a while she was finishing up school. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, fast forward, I lost a job in IT. I was in IT marketing and didn't know what I was doing, but
was
I got
major?
Laid off.
Is that like what you were going for?
No, I went for business marketing.
Okay.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Business marketing, and then she's a social media guru. How'd that happen?
I know. It's wild.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
I run like five different accounts.
I know. I see all the likes all the time.
Seven
it's like
different
from different people. I love it.
Yeah. But I was devastated losing my $36,000 a year job. I was like, what am I going to do now? But I was dating a real estate agent at the time, and he was like, why don't you get into lending? Why don't you get into mortgages? I was like, all right, I will try it. And I was fucking actually really good at it.
Yeah.
So been in, what was that, like 2012, 2013-ish?
Yeah, right around then.
And then, I mean, like, we've remained best friends. So I got her into the business about 6 years later.
Well,
six years ago.
I was depressed because I was always in sales. I've always been in sales, and I've always kicked ass in sales. Mm-hmm. But the sales job I was in at the time was recruiting for like IT developers, like Java and JavaScript, like really big assholes.
Yeah.
Right. And I just fucking hated it.
Shout out to JavaScript, asshole.
Yeah. Dicks. And then I'm like offering them like $200 an hour and they're like, that's shit. And I'm sitting here with like 50 grand a year in my pocket trying to make my commissions. It was
being offended by the turndowns.
Yeah, dude. But then I remember I went to a Selena Gomez concert with Sarah and I just got trashed. But I'm like, I saw that she was doing well. And I'm like, what do I need to do? And she's like, go get licensed.
Nice.
Go get licensed. So the next day on my hangover, I bought the licensing
Hell
class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, same thing. They ask me how I'm doing or they want to do what I'm doing. I'm like, go get licensed. We'll talk.
Go get licensed and we'll talk.
Until then, like I'll help you, but like, right. it's all talk, right? You get licensed, like, all right, now
Show
I'm in.
Show me your initiative.
Right.
You got to start.
So she does this on a hangover.
Yeah, I do it on a hangover.
How long does it take to get done?
The classes are about 2 weeks, and then you need to study for the big test.
Okay.
And I studied for about a month, and I failed the first time. And you have to wait another 30 days, and I called you just bawling. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, like, snot crawling, crying, because I had to get out of that job. And then I had took it a month later, because you have to wait a month to take it again, and I passed.
Nice.
And I was like,
what was that month like? Were you were you like helping her study for that, or was it like, hey,
so that's what's
you're gonna be fine, just keep studying? Like, what's the
those
advice?
Those tests are such bullshit, because the whole thing, like, if you take that class and you take that test, you don't know what you're doing in mortgages.
No,
like it, you
no.
don't. So
it's like law.
It's just like a test bar of entry. Got to pass it to get in.
Yeah, it's like
that,
laws like, and just the
basic questions. So I was like, I can teach you how to do loans, but that's not going to help you pass the test.
You need to pass this test first, then we can do
it. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was hard. I mean, I did try. We tried it at one of my volleyball games one time. But
yeah,
but
and
you
I mean,
passed it the second time.
I was married at the time. So my husband took care of our daughter, my stepdaughter, mm-hmm. Pretty much for that whole month. And it was morning, midday,
was
night.
Was there Adderall involved?
No.
I have a funny story about that.
I was sober for a little bit there. I needed to be. But no, dude, it was just straight, like, nonstop. Like, and I am not a good test taker, so it was like straight memorization.
Were there practice tests you kept on redoing, or is that how it goes?
Yeah. And I kept, you have to do it with like different websites too that like mix it up and ask the questions in different ways. So for me, it was just straight memorization.
Yeah. That's same how mine was kind of the same way, where it was like when I finally got the essentially the clear to close, like, hey, we're going to offer you this job, but you have to get licensed. Mm-hmm. I waited till the last second to do it because I had so many things kept popping up. You guys talked about fake IDs earlier. I had a fake ID charge when I was 20 years old.
Oh yeah, they're so serious about
like,
dude.
But they look at that as fraud.
Yeah.
We look at that as getting a beer at Buffalo Wild Wings.
So
I had to prove that that's what it was for. Like, okay, listen, we understand that's what it's for, but like, you got to prove that.
Right.
Because we could understand that, but if it's something else, you're not going to get licensed. So I'm like, all right. So that was I'd hunt down the court. I mean, it was a different state. I legally changed my name in the meantime too, like a whole other story, but like, so I had a different name, a different state. It was 15, 20 years ago. And I was like, fucking hell. So it took me forever to get that. So finally, I didn't even like bother studying. I'm like, this may not even happen. I'm not going to fuck around.
I have a bunch of charges on mine.
So then I get, the clear to close essentially. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, cool. I open up the curriculum. My test was scheduled for Friday, open up on Tuesday morning. It says it's going to take you 50 hours to complete. Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit.
So 50 hours.
I crammed in 3 days and passed on the first try. I was
That's
super
wild that they hired you before you were ever licensed. Like, they believed in you that much.
Well, they basically said, like, pending your licensing, right? So, like, you're in. We love everything about you. Love your story. Love your energy. But, like, you got to get licensed, right? That's like, the hang up. So,
that's
but
interesting.
There were so many, like, Northwestern Mutual, when it all went down, there were so many interviews and phone calls and, like, Zoom calls. It took forever. And I was like, this is never going to happen. So when they finally said, okay, cool, you're in, I was like, oh fuck, maybe I should start studying.
At least you had a job, dude.
That's
I didn't have, nobody wanted to hire me.
Right. It's like on the opposite side. So she got licensed and nobody wanted to hire. Yeah.
You had nothing to lose. I had everything
to lose. What are you talking about?
If you stayed where you're at, I guess what I'm getting at, like, I feel like it'd be easier to start if you had like nothing. I don't know. You're in a tough spot.
I took care of my family at that time.
Oh, gotcha.
So I needed to do well.
Okay.
Like, I had to succeed.
I was scared because I already had it going good.
Right.
And it was like, well, if this doesn't work, like, fuck, like, this is a dumb mistake, or it could be really good. Right. So I was sweating.
I know. Well, you quit your job before you were licensed, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he had already quit a job and didn't have, like, he had the next job, but if it didn't work out,
I could have gone back, but, like, I did, it would have been embarrassing, right? I could have gone back, but, like, I was like, hey, guys, I'm leaving. Actually, really funny story there, and then we'll get into your guys' story, but, like, when I was leaving, I was so bored at work, I was starting to fuck off a lot, which, I mean, might be hard to imagine, this guy here wanting to fuck off at work, but I actually brought my bow and target to work. So I'm on the right of way and we're on a fuck off day and we're doing some cell site work. And it's like me babysitting cell site guys with my crew. I'm babysitting my crew, babysitting them. So
are
like,
you saying cell site?
Cell site.
Oh.
So cellular.
It's like cell site. That's
no,
awesome.
Not cell. So cell site. So it's they attach cellular equipment to our transmission towers.
Got it.
So basically it's our towers, our work. We got to make sure they don't kill themselves. But it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah.
And my crew's watching them. So I'm like watching. I'm like fucking off. So I bring my bow. We're in the middle of nowhere. And I'm shooting my bow. I'm sighting my bow for hunting season. And I've done your sillier boss sees shit. You, like, no, my boss didn't even see me. It was the sell site guys that were having a bad day. They had to call their bosses in to fix something they fucked up. Yeah. So these dudes roll up and see me out there fucking around. Don't say a word to me. Tell my boss. I get a phone call. Hey, were you out there shooting your bow? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I got it in 80 yards. Like, I was proud of it.
All happy.
He's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, we heard. Coming to our office on Monday.
Yeah. Did you get fired?
No. Hold on. So this is when I already knew I was leaving.
Yeah.
But it wasn't official yet. So I didn't tell them yet. So I'm waiting until I'm going to give you my 2-day notice. Like, I'm leaving 2 days.
Right.
Because if you give them a 2-week notice, something could happen. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to wait until I knew for sure. So I didn't tell anybody. My crew knew. I knew. It was getting closer, but I didn't know for sure. So I'm bored and shoot my bow. I go in the office on that Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like thinking I might get fired for this. Like, and there's different parts of the country that you would get fired for that for sure. But Colorado's so lax on things like that. I was like expecting, you know, my pee-pee to be slapped or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like,
well,
okay.
Well, you're an OG in the business too.
I was,
you know.
Right. And they didn't. Yeah. So here's the thing. My boss and his project manager, they're both hunters. They got it.
Yeah.
They're good old boys. Like, dude, we don't want to do this, man, but we got to give you 2 days off. Like, you know. We got to show Excel. We're getting ahead of this. Like, it was Excel that was pissed.
Yeah.
Hooper didn't care. Hooper's like, dude, cool. You know, we got to give you 2 days off. I'm like, cool. And this was the day I wanted to tell them I was leaving. But I didn't want to tell them in the same conversation.
Right.
I don't want to be like, hey, guys, because you're punishing me, I'm leaving. I'm like, okay, cool. So that Monday I wanted to tell them, but I couldn't. Because I'm like, fuck, this is going to look like I'm just pouting. So when I got back to work that Wednesday, I called them and said, hey, guys, you know, like, today's my last day. They're like, what? Is this about the bow? Like, we're sorry. And I'm like, no, man. Like, totally separate. Wanted to make those conversations separate, you know. And that's when I got that. And I took the test the next week. And I was like, cool, I passed.
Well, when you
know?
Called nice. Me, I was shocked. I was like, why would you leave this job? Like, you were making
a
really good money.
Good six yeah. figure. Not just a barely over. Six figure. You were making a good six
for a long
figure.
Time. And it was getting easier. But that story alludes to how bored I was getting at work and how much fuckery was going on. And in that job, you know, boredom can create, you know, death,
for sure. Like, well, and when you're just like steady and there's nothing more, you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Because
I know that I always want more. There's always more that we could do. And when you kind of hit like that null, like that stalemate, you're just like,
yeah,
this isn't it. I'm making great money, but this isn't it.
That's exactly what it was. So is that where you guys got to eventually?
So she got licensed, couldn't get hired for a long time because she didn't have experience. And it's hard, like, mortgages is not easy. And if you don't know what you're doing, it's like you could fuck a lot of people's lives up, like financially, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so I got her hooked up with this loan officer that I knew.
You're already doing it, but it's not with your company, or it is
with
your company?
I was doing it,
but not with her company.
Okay.
She hooked me up with a Spanish-speaking only LL.
Yeah, so we had different
companies.
We
never worked together.
Oh. Uh-uh.
She and I had never, ever worked together. So I learned loans doing Spanish. Google Translate. I don't speak it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So you learned a whole different career in a second language?
Correct.
Yes.
That's impressive.
That I don't speak.
Well, that's why 8 years of college finally paid off. What's up, guys? I know you're enjoying the podcast, but I want to pause this. I want to bring some attention to my sponsors, Telson Tequila. I want to go over a few cool little facts with these guys. So they are from Las Vegas, and there's thousands of tequilas in the world. Telson is one out of only 40 tequila brands that owns their own distillery. So it's super unique. It's a big flex, right? It's really fucking cool. So based out of Las Vegas, super rad. Check them out. Use our discount code FINAD20, TelsonTequila.com.
Well, I mean, I think anybody could Google Translate, but
and he
wouldn't teach me.
Yeah,
he didn't teach
hard.
Me what to do.
So how is he communicating with you? You guys texting back and forth? Or
I would email these clients, and I had never taken a loan application in my life.
How about when your boss is communicating with you? How'd that go down?
Well, he spoke English.
Yeah. Okay.
So but he did not train me. He just said, here's a name to a new client, ready, set, go. And I call him, and they're like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Oh,
and I'm
like, fuck.
El email-o. Right?
Yeah.
I would email them, and I'd ask them all the loan applications in Spanish. They would write me back in Spanish. I would Google Translate it, and I would type in all the information, and then I would go back and I would close loans in Spanish.
That's gangster.
Only.
Yeah.
But then I was like, this is enough. So after a year.
But like, also, if you could do that, I feel like that gives you confidence to go do it in an English speaking world, right?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, because
I would think so.
I felt good after that.
Yeah, but if you don't truly understand mortgages, like when I got into the business, I was like, whoa, what did I get myself into? And it took me 6 months to a year for things to start really clicking. And like, now I'm understanding it. Now, like, you know, here's all the pieces to the puzzle. Like, it took me a minute.
Well, I was with him for about a year.
Yeah.
And I had to learn all the pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah.
On my own.
A different language.
And then I started working
on. So are you Googling like other things? Like, Are you teaching yourself the process on your own then? Because
yes.
Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very entrepreneurial-like. That's like, hey, you know, fuck you. I'm going to make it no matter what.
I had to make it work.
Yeah.
I had
So then how
do
you guys
work.
End up finally working together?
So
alcohol.
Hell no, yeah. Yeah. Cheers.
No, so we were both kind of doing our own things. And I did, you know, the retail lending. And then I went to a big bank, U.S. Bank. I was there for a long time. She was an assistant the whole time. I was out doing it on my own. So I started as an assistant and then eventually moved to be a loan officer. Okay. So we went to Napa 1 year. And, you know, obviously after a whole day of drinking, she's like, why? I'm ready to not be an assistant anymore. And I'm like, okay, it'll take me a minute to get out of the bank. You know what I mean? So we kind of toyed around with it for a good year, I would say.
Really?
Because at the bank, you don't have to market yourself. Like deals just come into you.
Yep.
So she was busy because she was so good, but she just had deals coming into her.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was an assistant and I didn't want to be an assistant anymore because I did fucking everything. Mm-hmm. And then I'd see my boss making so much money.
And on vacations and shit. Yeah.
Right. But
yeah.
I was making six figures being an assistant.
Right.
But I was like, dude, we could do better. How about you walk away from the big bank where you're comfortable sitting behind a desk?
Yeah.
I walk away from this massive fucking base pay and bonus that I'm getting. And let's just throw in the fucking towel and start our own shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was almost 3 years ago. Our,
hell yeah.
Our 3 years will be in April.
Yeah.
So you got her out of, you know, whatever she was working for into the business. And she got you to say, fuck it, we're going to do our own thing. That's cool.
So
it was a big decision for the both of us.
Wine helps, you know?
Right?
It was a huge
decision. At the time, I mean, I was a single mom, right? And like,
holy shit.
That's our rent reducers flying by. The traffic and the trains keep the rent low around here. Yeah.
But
every
once
in a while, we fire off gunshots, you know, just to keep the rent down.
But yeah, I mean, I can do loans all day, but I'm not the best at sales, and I know that.
Sure.
But I saw her, and I was like, we've worked in some like similar jobs, and I was like, I know she kills it at sales. So I was like, if we can bring the two of our skills together and, you know, I can give up what you lack and you can give, you know, what I lack. Yeah. I think it'll be something really special. So
she's so smart. But Sarah's so smart.
But at the time it was scary. It was scary
found your
for
persons.
The most.
Yeah, you're a single mom. You just broken up. I was going through a divorce. Like we both had a lot to lose.
Going through it, right.
Yeah.
But I always kept the even keel. And I was like, just trust the process. Everything's going to be fine. She would have her little freak out moments. You know what I mean? And I'd have to be the one to be like, everything is going.
Do you ever let her freak out? Okay. And like keep her? Or she never gets a freak out?
I mean, she's maybe one or two times.
I'm kind of like you. I don't get those opportunities to freak out because I always keep everyone else around me calm.
Yeah.
Like I just don't have the freak out.
Yeah, no, that's Sarah. Yeah. That's Sarah. And I freak out because it's like, oh my God, I'm going from a guaranteed six figures to absolutely nothing.
Zero.
And I couldn't have, I couldn't go after any of the, because I was an assistant for almost 6 years, five, 6 years. And so like out of class, I couldn't go after any of her agents.
Right.
So, and she didn't really have any agents because it was a bank. So we had to start this together and we're like, we just need to go. And like Sarah was saying, like, I was the sales. Like I went out, get in the business immediately. And I did not sleep. I did not fucking breathe.
That's awesome.
And then I handed them to Sarah and Sarah gets them the fuck done.
That's awesome.
Like, cause she's so fucking smart.
Both of you had to kind of step away from.
We did. We started.
Levels of success, right? But you guys were both in a spot where this isn't enough. Let's go higher, right? And that's why I think you resonate with my story. Cause it was the same thing. I was doing good for most people would consider what I was doing before success, right?
But in that job, in your job that you left, your money was your time, right?
Oh, yeah.
You could work as much overtime as you want, but you can only work a certain amount of overtime, like as a human.
Yeah.
So that's why we both...
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Got some longer hair now or what?
Yeah, dude, they're like...
Pour me some more.
Oh, no. Anyways. She's like, oh, I'm hungover. I don't want any tequila. Now she wants refills.
But I knew we had to trust in the two of us because I was like, if she brings it in, she needs to trust me to close it. And I think it took us a minute to understand that for the both of us, understand our roles in the business. But I think I would like to chalk our success up to Shay because if you don't have business to close, you're just going to sit there twiddling your thumbs.
But if you can't close business, then you're going to sit there twiddling your
thumbs. I think it's equally imperative. Like,
it's
both
important.
But it's cool that you guys are ready to vouch for each other.
We just got back from Arizona yesterday. We just flew in yesterday. And I don't know if you remember this, Sarah, but we were sitting at a table and we were talking to some people and they were asking what we did. And I said, you know what? We're probably the top 10 best known mortgage lenders in Colorado right now, not even have been in it for 3 years. Now, I'm not saying the top 10 highest earners as of yet, but the top 10 most
top well-known. 10 looks or what we're talking about here.
No, like when you think about mortgages, when an agent thinks about mortgages in Colorado, that's all I'm calling. Mm-hmm.
Just they're going to think of us. Yeah. I'm down with
that.
They're going to think of us.
Sarah and Shay.
Yeah. But that's because we put ourselves out there. I think social media is a huge game changer in the business.
Oh, let's talk about that. Yes.
Because I know that that's what you've gotten really good at. And that's why I think you've been successful.
Well, I think the social media thing is, we're all about the same age, right?
Yeah.
Similar age, right? I think before
speak
it was.
Speak for yourself.
Well, how old are you?
20.
Oh, yeah. 21. Forgot. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Allegedly. Same age.
Allegedly.
But the point is, I think social media, when we first started, or when it first came out for us, was like, this
MySpace.
Like a game, a MySpace, right? It was fuckery, and it was like, let's tell jokes on. I used to use it for the dick jokes and the fuckery, right.
All the memes.
Right? Like, and before that, it was like just a thought in your head. You would post a thought in your head, and like, I'm at here, you know. So like silly shit, right? So I never thought of social media as a monetizing it or as a way to advertise your business.
Same.
And like when I first saw people doing that, I'm like, what a fucking dork! I don't want to go to your. Like this is social media is for like titties and memes. Like, don't ruin my social media. And now it's like. Fuck, I kind of get it. You know, it's like, and then like you said, like you've gotten your business built and that's where I'm like, okay, I'm missing out by not doing that.
Yeah.
So I need to start working on it. And now it's starting to take off.
But there's no better tool ever to get out to thousands of people. Like, yeah, your group of maybe 20 close linemen know what you do now.
Exactly.
But now you, 50,000 the world can know,
right. Yeah.
And then, it's a free tool.
Yeah. I was on a podcast that did, let's say 80,000 views right now. 80,000 views in about less than a month. And I'm getting people DM me all the time about it.
Yeah.
So like that's I was like, fuck. And that dude's not even hot.
Right.
Like hot girls got even better, you know? Right. Like I get just the power of it is like it's so fun to like learn it. Cause I'm still learning it, right?
I'm the same. Yeah. I didn't understand the power of it either. And she was like, this is what we're gonna do.
Well,
do
you know that already? Like, how'd you know to do that? Like focus on a lot of energy on that.
How the fuck else are you gonna get out there? Like, yes, we go to every single event that we could possibly go to, or we did, and we would throw all the events that we possibly could, but it's like, how are we getting eyes on us? What are we doing? Social media, and it's fucking free.
Yeah.
Everybody's on there.
But even that, making that connection though. Maybe
I took
that's a
classes
no,
on it.
It might be a no-brainer for you, but I think for some people, even like myself, it wasn't a no-brainer. It was like, oh, fuck, these guys are doing
a
it.
A lot of people.
It took me a long time.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Because like a lot of people don't like to be.
A lot
of people don't like to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
A lot of the people are like, oh, I don't look good or my hair has to be perfect. That's what people don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit, right?
People are going to see your video for that day and they're going to forget about you.
Yep.
So as long as you're constantly on there and constantly making an impression, nobody cares. Half the shit that we do isn't even about business. Half the shit we do is her scaring the fuck out of me or vice versa.
The cricket noise.
That
one,
was a year ago today.
Was it?
That was
in my
the
memories.
Best fucking one. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
And that's what people say. We go out and people are like, that fucking cricket.
Yeah.
Fucking cricket. Yeah. Girls.
But it works, right?
It works. But people know us off of that video. And I'm like, I think that's when I realized. And I was like, oh
important.
Shit. Like, you know what, also, too? It was probably like 2-3 months ago. I was walking in my King Supers, like local King Supers, and some random person came up to me. They're like, are you Sarah? And I was like, okay.
Pulled
I
your
don't
gun
remember
out.
People.
Who's fucking asking, right?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I see you guys on social media all the time.
Awesome.
And I'm like, well, there we go. But
nice.
And you know what's funny? I know, like,
that took
keep...
how long? I mean, well, you said it was how long
that was
ago?
Probably like 6 months ago.
Yeah, so that's, what, 2 years of doing it. That's a long time. People think, like, I'm going to be this overnight viral sensation. It takes time and reps to get it in there. And then finally something breaks free.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
And I know that you keep saying, you're like, oh, two hot blondes doesn't help either. And no, it doesn't. And like, I might wear a low cut shirt and my boobs might be out.
Might be.
But you know what?
My ass might be.
We're so fucking good at what we do. And we could run fucking laps.
Well, I
want to
elaborate on that comment
because
like I say it jokingly, right? But you can be the hottest bitches in the world. And if you don't close, people are going to say, fuck off, I'm not staying, right? So like. You guys have the advantage of attracting clients, but if you don't do your job, they're not going to stick around. So, like, you guys are obviously killing it. I would just make the comment of, okay, you guys have a nice little edge on someone who may not be as pretty as you guys. But if you're not closing, it doesn't matter, right? So, obviously, you guys are closing. You guys are killing it. people respect what you're doing, not just your looks, right? Yeah. But the looks are just like the edge that
for sure. No, and I might play it up.
Yeah,
but
you should.
Thing is that we close fucking business, and we know what the fuck we're doing. So people out there can say everything that they want because a lot of people are like, oh, those girls are just tits and ass. Well, yeah, these tits and ass are closing way more than you are. Our ROI is way fucking higher than yours.
But they're also like talking shit, and that's good. You want the trolls. Yeah. The trolls help.
Do but it. That's also Thank the power of social media too, because I think people are starting to realize like we know what we're doing because I think in 2023, we saved over 15-16 deals.
Say, yeah, a lot.
That other lenders couldn't close. And then we would put that story out there to
say,
like,
that's the best deal.
Yeah, here's that. And some of the reasons were, I don't know. I don't know why that other lender couldn't close. Like, there's a lot of people who, and probably in your position too, that don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
Of course. I do really well because people in my industry are greedy. Mm-hmm. That's where I do really well because I can structure a policy by giving up some commission, but it does way better for that person. They tell all their friends.
Yep.
And then everyone already has a policy. I look at it and say, hey, dude, here's where they did you wrong. Here's how I can do better. So it's super easy just doing the right thing.
Right.
And just being and not even like not doing much better. They're just the bar is pretty low. So I do really well.
Yeah.
But I think everyone, it's just, not everyone's killing it. Not everyone's as good as they say.
I mean, you got to be honest. You got to be a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to be a good person.
I'm an okay person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a good I don't know.
Sarah, but you're a good person. You're just you.
I'm
always
a great
do.
Person. Fucking.
Let's talk
great
about the time
person.
I stressed you out during my closing.
Yeah, you guys want to hear? In my 12 years of doing this, this is the only time.
Just bought a G.
This has ever happened. Awesome. In the middle of a real estate transaction, it was like a Saturday morning at like 8:00 a.m.
Oh yeah.
Tony Ficar is calling me like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking answering at
it's
8:00
Saturday.
In the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, you're a baby
call
me
back. Right?
Call
you're a baby
back.
Shower or something, right?
Yes.
Somewhere.
Calls me in the middle of a real estate transaction and says, I want to buy a $200,000 G-Wagon. Are you cool with that?
Okay. I'm like, I promise it's not going to fuck it.
I know I'm good at my
job. I promise you it's not going to. I just don't want you to see this video or this post I'm going to, after I post it. I don't want you to have a heart attack, so I'm giving you the warning, but I promise it's going to be fine.
But also, me and my even keelness, I'm like, you know what? You go do you, boo-boo. I'll figure it out on the back end
That's
later.
That's what she said. She goes, you know what? I don't even care. Like, you know, you're going to do it anyway.
Appreciate the phone call.
I'll figure it out.
But that's what Sarah does. Yeah, she figures shit out. Whereas I would have panicking. Murdered you over the phone.
That's why I called her. Yeah. It's like mom and dad. Yeah. Like, I know which person to call for different things. I'm like, she's going to be pissed. I'm calling Sarah.
And you know, Sarah told me, hey, Tony Ficar is buying a $200,000 G-Wagon. And I said, the fuck? And she's like, don't worry about
it.
Everything
will be fine. That's my motto too. Everything
and
will
it
be
was,
fine.
Right?
Yeah.
For the record. Closed, right?
It's fine.
And she closed.
And,
now
and we closed that deal. Neither one of you guys showed up at closing. You guys both shit in your pants somewhere.
You know
somewhere
what?
Tony, you're never going to let this go.
I love fucking with you guys for that. I do.
I'd still sent you a closing gift.
And I would have gone to this one if you didn't pull out of it or got us your documentation on time.
You were going to?
I was going to go to it. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, go. I thought you said you were going to pull out of it. Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay.
That too.
I just got
It's okay. It wasn't the right house. Yeah.
It was not the right house. No.
But I like to push the limit a little bit. I'm very good at that because I always think I have like
limits,
a plan
though.
A and a plan B. Like there's deals that I literally throw at the wall and I was like, I think that this will work.
Jesus.
We have one going
you get
right
her stressing
now.
Out, don't
oh
you?
Yeah. My whole team is just like, Sarah, come on. Really?
If I would tell a borrower, no, you cannot close. Do not write an offer. And she's like, nah, there's this one borrower and
this.
his credit was not there and he's self-employed and he hasn't even filed his taxes this year. And she's like, yeah, go ahead and write the offer. I got it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What are you smoking?
Yeah, are you talking about? But she's making
But you make it work.
I do.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, you are insane. And she told him exactly how to file his taxes, exactly how much he needs to do, exactly what he needs to do to get his credit up. And now it's a deal. Whereas I would have said no.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And but
like,
that's why the fuck
but
we
you got to
push the
head,
limits
like,
a little bit.
This
yeah.
bitch did it again. I can't keep fucking arguing. So eventually you got to stop arguing with her, right? You gotta be like,
I kind of don't anymore.
You got to keep everybody on their toes a little bit.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
You do.
I like seeing people like
I'm a lot like
squirm
you
in, their
in my world. I'm the same. Like we're similar, right? So like I love doing that too. But don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
I know
it's gonna be fine.
Figure it out.
I want to say that your motto in life is you're like the walking spend money to make money. Like you are a risk taker, and it's fun to watch you because you're kind of like I don't give a.
It's
fuck.
Not good
I
for
think
my.
It's gonna
hang
work.
On. Hold on.
I think it's gonna work.
I like that you see that. I want everyone to see that. Inside though, it's not like that. It's fucking. It's not
I'm
good
sure.
for my health. My doctor hates me. Like,
well, I mean, gets, how many cars do you have?
I don't have to go there right now, but
I think it's five. Are you up to five or six?
I got eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
But they're not like, you know, the Mercedes of the world. It's like, let me go buy a fucking Lambo and a G-Wagon Ferrari in the same day.
Hold on. To be fair, it was two Lambos in a single day, and then it was a McLaren and a Bentley in the next day.
See?
Can we also talk about you fucking racing while you're having, like, serious meetings just going down the...
That was...
I saw that, and I was like, my dude.
He was with me.
My dude.
Yeah, he was with me. We were... Really? So my Penn Mutual called me to do an interview on my success and my story or whatever. And I'm like, cool, man. Like, just so you guys know, I'm driving right now. As long as you guys are cool. Oh, yeah, that's fine. And then as we're driving, this Tesla kept running up and back on me. Like, if I'm driving one of my exotics.
Did you text me? Was he like, was that you?
No, it was a different time. Oh. So I was trying to fuck with you on that one, too. Yeah. But it wasn't you. I'm like, oh, whoops. But it was the same car, so I was trying to fuck with you a little bit. But then so you get off your same exit. I'm like, I thought for sure it was you.
Yeah.
It wasn't you. The white Tesla, I mean, not pretty fucking common, but where we were at in the highway, I thought for sure it was you. But anyhow, this car, if I'm driving one of my exotics at any time of the day, it incites people around me to drive like dickheads.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this guy's, I'm going to, it would be Camaros, like all the poor, slow cars want to race me. So this guy, this Tesla rides up next to me and we're talking and he's like up and back and forth, trying to fuck with me. Then he would take off. I'm like, fuck off, dude. So I started racing him and like smoke him. As I'm talking, I'm like, hey, just so you know, we're racing and we won. So she was like, oh, Jesus Christ, help me.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, no, I saw that. I was like, that's
live life on the edge.
Free.
But those cars, honestly, those cars make me money. And to your point, spend money to make money. I think everybody could learn a little bit from that. I wouldn't recommend to the level I do it at sometimes. No, it's definitely stressful.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I love about you work. Is you take it to an extreme. And
I don't do it with plan. I do it with... intention, right? And it might seem like I'm just raw dogging it, but like usually there's a pretty good amount of thought process and there's time that's been into that decision, and that's why it works. Like if I was just being a dickhead, it wouldn't work, right? I'm usually thinking ahead, or I've got things planned out, or you know.
But then also being on
like, and just risking it. There's some risk there too.
You have to figure out what works. Like it took like, you know what I mean? Like you had your cars in Vegas for a minute and then you moved them to San Fran. Like you have to go and pivots, see what works and make pivots. And that's how we've gotten to where we're at. We're like, let's see what works. Let's see what doesn't. And always, you know, you're always going to have that pivot.
But because if you're just stuck, I mean, it goes back to like why we all left our W-2 jobs, because we were stuck and we were comfortable. Well, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. So I'm always trying to grow. So even if I get to I'm cool here, but like I got to push it a little bit more. So enter two more cars, right? Like, hey, let's make these work. And then I'm in a whole new network now because of those cars. So they work for me.
Right.
You know, and there's
you surround yourself with a different crowd.
Yeah. Same with the watches and the all the silly shit that you think it's just flashy, but it's not. Because you get in that room with somebody who's important.
Yeah.
They oh, this guy rolled up in a Lambo. He's got a nice Rolex on. Like, he at least has some shit together, you know? You can't borrow both of those things.
I love how you just said that, though. I love how you just said, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. And I totally agree, because last year was my most un-fucking comfortable year.
Yeah.
It was a hard year.
What's up, guys? I'm sure you're enjoying the podcast. It's fucking awesome. I know, okay? But let's talk about one of my sponsors, Alpine Moving Company. So we all know that moving sucks, okay? Stop asking your buddies to fucking move you. It's always a problem. We know that. Be an adult. So use Alpine Moving Company. They know how to get the shit done. They offer residential and commercial moving. Also, they will move you anywhere within North America, anywhere in the lower 48, Canada, Mexico, and they're going to hook you up with 10% off. So discount code MOVE24. Make the right move.
Yeah, but
hard year for both of you guys.
And it was a hard year financially, but it was a hard year mentally.
Oh yeah,
as well. But I think that I have learned so much. I mean, you saw me have about 18 million anxiety attacks, but I feel like I'm such a doper person now, and I'm so much better, and I'm still learning from it.
Yeah,
but I'm constantly uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
So thank God I have Sarah, but I'm like, I'm so glad we had such a rough year, which is still good for us.
It
like
was
we
good.
Still did well, but it's just like now I just feel like I could take on the fucking world.
I didn't see you guys at the soup line or nothing. Like, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was rough, but it wasn't like, hey, I've lost everything. It was like, hey, learning curve, make some pivots.
Yeah.
Also, people in your industry aren't there right now. There's a lot of people that didn't make it.
Just making it is a win. Yeah. And we did a fix and flip throughout the hardest months that we were doing it.
Yeah. How'd that go, by the way? Is that sold? Is it?
We learned a lot. We did. It was a learning experience for us. And I wouldn't take it back for the world, but it doesn't, it was hard. It still hasn't sold yet. So we still have it. But
allegedly, it hasn't sold yet.
Well, I mean, honestly, like the market's coming around and summertime's coming, right? So, I mean,
it's not going to stop me from doing it again.
There's a lot of people that you put your trust into that you really need to do your homework on before. Like, you don't just blindly. Yeah. And like, that's what I'm always about, is I just trust people so much.
Yeah.
And I will never make that mistake again.
I'm bad at that because I'm so trustworthy. It's not that I'm trustworthy. I'm very trustable. Whatever that, maybe that's the same thing. I mean, I fucked that up probably. I'm trustworthy.
Yeah.
So I look at you and you say the same. I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Because I would say the same thing. So I feel like, I call it my gaydar. It's not a homophobic slur.
I get what
but my gaydar is really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm actually working with Will on that, but like, because he sees shit through the eyes of a cop, where everyone's a dickhead first.
Yeah.
And you got to prove yourself backwards, right? Yeah. So like, I don't have that. I have like, okay, cool. You haven't fucked me yet. We're good.
Yeah.
But then,
you can't do that either.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, there's a happy medium. So I'm working on that in business.
Same,
it's like,
bro.
Yeah. It sucks though. Because I feel like the better you get at that, the more of a hardened, just cold person you are.
But you learn.
I know. And I don't want to be that. But I want to be me without being burned, you know? I don't know. It's tough. You can't have both, though.
There's a fine line.
I think Shay realized a lot of that in the personal life and the business life last year. And I saw it through her eyes. I mean, I'm kind of like you. Like, I'm kind of a stone cold bitch most of the time.
Yeah.
And it
and
takes
I'm like,
me.
I love you.
It takes me a lot. I'm a trustworthy person. Yeah. Like, I trust people too much as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that way. I know I'm the same way as you. I'm consciously trying not to be. Because I feel like it hinders me in like sales and like I'm just so like transactional sometimes. Right. I want to be more like you, all bubbly and salesy, like trying to find that line. But then if you get burned or
but deep down, I'm crying.
Inside. Well, deep down, I hate everybody.
Every day, I cry.
Yeah. Every day, I cry. That's a T-shirt.
Every day,
but
I cry.
That's why I always had to tell Shay, like, she gets down a lot, and I'm like, but look on the positive side of things, right? Like, I've been doing this for 12 years. It was hands down the hardest year I've ever seen last year. But we still made President's Club.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at the other side of it, and like, we still worked our asses off. We're still top of mind. We're still killing it. Like,
sometimes just being around, just hanging around is a win, because you guys hung around.
Yeah.
Now when it comes back, you're still in it. That's a win, right?
Yeah.
Like, so like, your positive mindset is the same way I think about things. Like, hey man, at least I'm not this. At least it's not. It's like never like trying to make a like an excuse, but like, dude, it could be way worse. I got my health.
Yeah.
I can still be here.
Oh, yeah.
Just that mentality is huge to get through it.
So much.
Yeah.
I learned.
You teach it. Write
so
a book.
Much.
Yeah.
So much.
That's good.
I mean, we did have multiple conversations of like, what if we got out of the business? What should we do next?
What could we do?
What should we do?
Yeah.
Our thing was, let's just sell everything and go to Costa Rica and start a tiki hut on the beach.
Fucking go, bro.
We'd kill it. Two hot blondes in Costa Rica.
That's a whole fucking
get off your cruise and we're like, can I grab you a fucking mocha latte? Mocha latte.
Whatever it is.
Pina colada.
same. Depends what time of day it is.
But the hustle was hard last year and it killed us.
Yeah.
Like, it fucking killed us.
It didn't kill you because you're still here.
Yeah.
It's tough, but it didn't kill you.
Yes to everyone and everything. And that's one of our things for 2024 is we're not going to say yes to everyone and everything. We're going to say yes to the things that
make sense. I think it's important to say yes. I think anybody coming up, it's important to say yes to everything in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then just get yourself out. Like, I was doing all these events, right? You mentioned earlier, I did every fucking event, and whether they made sense or not.
Yep.
But I didn't know which ones made sense until I said yes to everything.
Yeah.
Now I'm in a position where,
why aren't make you sense at our events to me. Anymore, bruh?
But that's the process of learning. That's what we did.
I'm not at your events.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
Come on.
You gotta learn. It takes time to learn that what works and what doesn't. Even like what videos on social media works or what events make sense to go to.
I've got a video on our page right now. I'm talking about my fucking birthmark. It's almost 10,000 views, and all the important shit is like, you know, it's doing okay, but like 2,000, 4,000 views. But like me talking about my fucking birthmark is at 10,000.
That's the dumbest shit that
I know.
People are like,
is that gray patch right there?
Yeah, I've had that since I was 17. Yeah,
really?
I've never
noticed it on you.
I noticed it when you were walking around today. I was like, why does Tony have a white spot on his head?
It's always been there. You don't even care. You're staring at my tits all the time. My eyes are up here.
Welcome to our life. Yeah. But do you take me seriously now?
They have nice tits. You
what about them?
Seriously?
Do you take them seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's funny.
You
do. But you find out what works, and it takes time to do that. And it's still, you'll always continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to stop.
What's next for you guys? What's like the growing
the
or like
world?
Yeah, no, I like that.
I don't know what is next. I mean,
what's a hard question to answer? I get asked the same thing. Like, what are your goals? What are your? I'm like, dude, I'm just going as hard as I can. I don't know what, because 5 years ago, I didn't know this was a goal. Yeah. I didn't have this as a goal 5 years ago. Yeah. So 5 years from now, it could be a whole different fucking world. It could be another. You know, I call it like these life changing moments, like iPhone events. iPhone comes in and changes the world, right?
Yeah.
Me switching career was my iPhone event. Mm-hmm. So like, what's my next iPhone? I don't fucking know. Like, it could be more of this. Could be, who knows?
Well,
I don't know.
Personally, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So me personally, like, I don't want to be a producing loan officer for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's fucking stressful.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to get to the point because Sarah and I run a branch right now. There's a total of 9 of us, right? Mm-hmm. So we would love to hire loan officers, but not just any loan officers. Like, you have to match our vibe. You have to match our hustle.
Mm-hmm. Be
and
blonder.
I would like
blonder and hotter.
Our vibe is different.
No, yeah. Like, no, but you just have to work. And I know that sounds so fucking stupid, but there's a lot of people out there that expect everything to come to them.
Oh yeah.
And that's not how it works. You have to work. Mm-hmm. You have to try. You have to educate yourself. And so it's like we are very picky now on who we hire to be a part of our branch. And one day I don't want to produce anymore. I just want to run a super heavy hitting branch. And then after that, I want to do more. Like, I don't think mortgages is my end goal. Like, I want to stay in this space. I want to stay in the real estate lending space. But it's like, is it fix and flips? Is it, you know, I just want to keep
speaking.
Yeah.
Motivation. Would be a good one for you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I like to speak. I like to say like where I came from, what I did, what I've overcome, what I'm continuing to overcome. And hopefully people can resonate with that.
That's kind of, similar outlook on it as I have. Like, I don't know if I want to do this forever with life insurance because I'm good at it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's helping people. Yeah. I don't want to leave until I can kind of hand off to someone who can kind of keep it going.
Right.
Especially with my lineman group. Like, my goal is no more GoFundMe pages. So I want to have no more GoFundMe pages. There's no fucking reason for it.
What'd you have a GoFundMe page for?
Well, I didn't have one.
Is that a thing in the lineman world?
Every time someone dies, they do a GoFundMe page and they raise 30 grand tops. I've seen 30 grand maybe once. Yeah. And it's like, you raise all this money to get caught up on bills. That's it. Because it takes a month to pay out. So, like, you have these single income houses that it's just a tragedy. So my main goal is to get enough awareness out there. Everyone should be able to sign up with us or somebody at least and get a fucking term policy for 20, 30 bucks a month, not need a GoFundMe page. And then I can comfortably leave the industry and be like, okay, cool. I left the stamp on it, right? Because I want to do that for sure.
But I think that's also why you're successful, and because you're unique in the financial world. Because financial world is like suit and ties, and but you're like the blue collar, like
the anti suit.
Yeah, and I love it. But
it works for me though too.
But your niche is so untouched and so big that I think that, I mean, you have a unique thing going on. I think our goal. I don't know. That's a hard thing.
Because my goal has to. It's different than yours.
I know.
I mean, we support each other's goals, but. What's yours?
I don't know the answer to that question because that's never thought that I'd be a manager. I never wanted to be. And now I'm in a position where we kind of are managers for a few people. And I love doing it and watching the people succeed that are actually working and doing it. And
okay.
And so that's fun, but it was also a pivot for me because I was like, I never thought I'd be in this position.
Yeah.
But then we made a goal last year of $100 million, which we didn't touch, but then there's so much that went on in the industry and with rates and all that, that it's just, I don't know what my goal is. I need to sit and think about that. My goal this year is to read a self-help book every quarter that might help me. Like,
you said that, but when people ask you if you read a book, you're like, no, and I won't.
Hate reading.
It's tough though. Yeah, I'm with you a lot on that. Cause like my goal is I didn't expect to be here. So I don't know what to reach for. Right. And I'm still trying to figure that out. But I know I want more is the common denominator. More is more.
I want more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get more. I'm going to do more.
I
want
to be happy.
Yeah.
And I want to travel.
Oh, all right. It's not that hard. It's pretty. Allegedly.
Beep.
But really, it's not that hard.
Damn tequila, dude.
It's not that hard, right? Like, it's an easy goal, but it's hard to explain to people who don't know. I never thought I wouldn't be building power lines. Like, this fucking tattoos did not come. I'm like, I'm going to get in the financial world. I'm going to get tattooed. No.
Right.
I did this because I thought I was going to be a fucking lineman forever.
Yeah.
And I was good at it. And now I made that jump. It's like, well, fuck. Leaving that was hard. Now my next jump won't be that hard because I know I can do it.
Right. Yeah. But that is hard, though. That's why I don't know what it is because I know I'm good at mortgages. So I don't see myself getting out of mortgages like you do. I mean, we're going to be in it, the sense, but I think it's always going to be an evolving. That's an evolving question.
I don't know if I'll be out, but we could have people be
different
us,
roles of
what
it,
we
right?
do right now. We could just grow. You can have more time with your son. I could have more time to be on a beach.
Yeah,
you know, but
doing mortgages actually makes me happy. Like, I like figuring that shit out. Like figuring
I get that.
Out.
And you
it's a
will,
puzzle.
But this
it's a puzzle.
Isn't
yeah,
like
I get
it's
that.
Just. I get that.
Yeah,
I respect that.
Because
same
then,
with me. Like, I like figuring out a policy for someone that makes sense. They're like, had no fucking clue about.
Yeah,
it makes sense for them. And it's like, okay, cool. I'll just change your entire bloodline. That's neat. But even with that, it's like, I could do more somewhere.
But you can't take nicotine out of tests somehow.
I tried. You fucked
Come
that
on,
up.
Bro.
You fucked that up.
I didn't fuck
allegedly,
it up.
Allegedly, there was an exam coming
up. She continues to allegedly fuck that up. Allegedly, every allegedly month.
There was an alleged drug test, testing for nicotine. No, somebody allegedly forgot about it, took a rip of her fucking robot dick, and now we're stuck. Now we're stuck with a nicotine rating.
Now I'm paying $585 a month for some bullshit that I'm like, where's all my money going? Like, oh, to that life insurance policy.
Why did you do this to yourself?
But if nobody has life insurance, you are so freaking silly. Because if you don't think that anything's gonna happen to you, like I had somebody in my life super close to me pass away, and I had forced him to get a life insurance plan because he's like, I'm not going anywhere. And he went somewhere and now it's taking care of his whole family. So I want to be an advocate for what you have to say, because if it wasn't there, his family would have been so down and out. His daughters wouldn't have been left with anything. And now it's just like, and it doesn't take much to do it if you don't allegedly smoke the robot dick.
Right.
But
right.
other than that, it's truly not that much money to get cut. It's so important.
Especially when you're younger. People think, oh, wait till we get older. Man, if you're in your 20s or 30s, like 20, 30 bucks a month, you can do more, but like baseline is 20, 30 bucks a month.
What does that get you? Typically, how much?
If you're younger, I've got people
you?
Over $1 million for less than 30 bucks a month.
That's insane, dude.
That's a fucking.
Come it's nothing.
On. Starbucks.
I did a video yesterday. Yeah. You guys see that video yesterday? Yeah. I think you saw it with the bucket drums. I'm like, you can make 20 bucks a month easy. Like, don't eat for a day.
Yeah.
Do your coffee at home or go play bucket drums.
Yeah.
Like, you can shit out 20 bucks easy.
You can.
And it's like everyone. Oh, I don't want. It's like, dude, you're making an excuse. Like,
it is.
Anybody can shit out 20 bucks a month and you can save your entire family's bloodline. Because you got to think, I go really dark with this. So if you are a stay-at-home mom with two kids and your skill is raising children, and you don't have another skill because that's how your family would design. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're a stay-at-home mom with no skills, right? And your husband's out there making 300 grand a year. You have a nice life, nice house. Things are great. Couple cars in the garage. And you have toys. Like, it's a good life. Take that away, the income away, and now you're fucked.
You're
what
fucked.
Do you have?
You
have
you do.
Right. So now what happens a lot of times, I've seen it, is women will now go re-cohabitate with somebody who they probably shouldn't be with for stability because they're trying to look after their kids. So it's like, that's a whole darker side of this thing people don't look at. Like, you have nothing. You're going to be in survival mode for you and your children. Go move in with some dickhead who's going to probably leave you in 5 years anyway. Like, it gets dark. And I hate to go that way, but like, really, people don't think about that. Like, oh, my husband's going to be fine forever. But like, when it happens, you are in a bad spot really quickly. And
but then you can also go on the flip side of that. There's a lot of datelines that are like, that was a big life insurance policy.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock my husband off.
Or you can get on the other side of it.
Don't be a pile of shit.
Come join Sarah and I's brands. Yeah. Boss the fuck up and make your own fucking money.
I agree with that. But it happens all too often where girls don't know how to do that. They can't. They got two young kids. It's you can do that for sure. But it happens a lot where they don't.
Yeah.
The easy move is go find some other dickhead to move in with, and they do, and it's a whole tragedy. The whole bloodline has changed because your education is different now. The school you were in might change. Like,
it's true.
It goes pretty dark pretty quick if you don't have something set up. So
hit up Tony. He's honestly, I use him. I use him. I love him.
She uses me.
In so many ways.
I know.
And abuse.
So you, by the way, we got to work together too. We're working on your shit eventually.
Yeah. When I make money again, for sure.
When you make money again.
I'm getting caught up from this fix and flip.
I like it. I'm excited for you guys for the fix and flip.
Yeah.
It's going to sell. It's going to do good. And you guys do another one, right?
We're going to do another one. Yes, we are going to do another one.
With different people.
My goal was two more this year.
Must have been pretty bad.
With different people. We're doing it with different people.
Want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. I like that. Hey, enough said, though, really, honestly.
Yeah.
No, but we love you. I'm literally, I love seeing you grow.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I wanted to have you guys on because you guys definitely helped me start, right? I was doing good, but that hot start gets you so far.
Yeah.
Then the additional traction or the additional momentum came from you guys. So I appreciate you guys both, you know, and, you know, it's fun because not everyone who says they like seeing you grow really wants to see you grow and really gives a shit.
True.
I'm sure you guys know that. Yeah. Like,
that's what I learned last year.
Yeah. Not everybody really wants you to do well.
No.
They say they do.
No.
To your face and maybe to friends, but like deep down, like, oh, that motherfucker, right?
No.
Yeah. I have a lot of that in my life.
Yeah.
You guys don't feel
see
like
a
that.
Lot of haters. I mean, we have a lot. Everyone has a lot of haters, but weed them out. Find the people that truly like you connect with. And I mean, we didn't know you for anything and you were a client that we closed and then just stuck around for life. You're a lifer with us, like a sore thumb.
Yeah, here I am.
But you got to get those people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And some of the people that you've grown up with since you were in diapers that don't want you to succeed.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And you realize that
the really dark with that. Yeah, I got family. I've cut family off.
Oh, it's 100%. Did I not tell you I cry every day?
Mm. Yeah.
I cry every day.
It's hard.
Yeah. I've cut people off. No, but it's close to me. And then I'll be outspoken about it. Well, how could you cut that person off? That's family. Like,
let me tell you how.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, I'll tell them. Like, oh,
let me tell you
they
how.
They did that? I'm like, yeah. You're lucky they didn't. I didn't fucking. Well, I won't go too dark on that. But like, it's lucky all they got was the switch turned off,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
For some of the shit that's happened to me through family, it's been like.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Family's the hardest too. But surround yourself with the people that are going to see you succeed, want you to succeed.
Want to, yep.
Because then you don't need that bullshit to bring you down.
Like, I'm party on your yacht one day.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm going to party on your yacht one day.
You yes, do? I'm going to have a yacht?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to watch it. Exactly. Hell that's yeah. what I'm getting at, right?
Like, everybody knows I like to party. Dude, I'm a good mom. I'm a good business person, but I fucking love to party.
I cannot keep up anymore.
Yeah. You can't, what? You're falling behind?
She was falling behind. She was in bed at like 8 p.m. every night this week.
You're down a lap, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she started drinking tequila this morning. Maybe she's got a better day
ahead of her. I feel great now. Now yeah. I'm like, well.
Once I get tequila, I'm like, now where are we going? Now what are we doing?
Shotguns?
And how far are we going to go?
We're going to go shotguns?
That's the last time I saw you.
I know. I do want to tell you. I don't want to go in too much detail on the conversation that we had of shotguns.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that.
Oh yeah. We've had this grilling them.
We've had conversations about it. But like,
when she gets drunk, it's question.
Well, it was good.
Well, no, question. I liked it. So
it was a good conversation. We had a great conversation. I appreciate it. And it made a lot of sense. And
you're welcome.
So thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Had a good heart to heart conversation. Mm-hmm. Titties were all around us. It was awesome. It was great.
That's the best.
My teeth were glowing.
How else would you do it?
Right. Those are the best conversations. Strip club conversations are great. Yeah, you know?
Let's go, dude.
My next podcast, I might do at a strip club. You know, that'd be great.
Well, then we need to be there with you.
Yeah, of course.
We'll help you interview.
I have a locker there now too.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
But I walk in and I go pretty hard. I would see Tony motherfucking Picard here. I would see him here.
Yeah.
Well, we love you. Yes. We love you. Thank you for having us on.
You're welcome. And I think you guys are out of time.
Let's all fucking rock 2024.
Yes.
Boom, bitch.
Thanks for coming. It was a long drive. Glad to have you.
It was fun though. I listened to a lot of music.
Did you?
Good music. Yeah.
You're going to come on when?
February 29th is what I'm scheduled to.
Yeah, now we get to grill you.
Fucking bring it.
Again, let's go.
I'm bringing my tequila. I'm going to have my tits out too.
Let's go, dude.
I'm going to give you a V-neck.
Get those V-necks down here.
I'm going to cut a V-neck down here. Why are you guys staring at me?
But this round, we can actually post all of it and it can, because that's, I know. That's, we had to take all of it.
Yeah, and the fucking power went out.
Yeah. Oh, the power.
How embarrassing.
Well, we'll go.
All right.
We'll go hard with you.
We love you.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Yes.
Yay!